Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you want a gauntlet, it's been thrown down. You got 12 games left, and you said it before. You probably need 12 or pretty close to it to get back in this thing.
Yeah, you know what? I like our team when our backs are against the wall. We've dug ourselves out of many holes, but this is going to be a tough one. But you know what? We have to take the same approach we've been taking. We understand what's ahead of us and what needs to be done, but we got to concentrate one pitch, one game at a time to give ourselves the best chance to do that.
That was on script last night. You jumped out to a 4-1 lead. It's a pitcher you probably should handle, and all of a sudden it got away from Mats in that inning. Were you surprised by that? He's done a better job, I think, of that, of not letting innings get away, but that one certainly did.
Yeah, that was a tough one. You know, the pitcher getting a hit is the one, it was kind of the nail in the coffin in that inning. You know, you had a chance to get out of the inning 4-2, get the pitcher up. He's 0-37 this year, and then he gets a hit and scores a couple runs to tie it up. But, you know, Matsy's been so good. It's hard to just, you know, blame one inning. He's been so good, and he wants to be so good all the time. And it was just unfortunate circumstance last night that you're right. We had it set up in our favor, and we just didn't get the job done.
I know Senzatella is there with Butera. Were you okay with that? If you can get him, you start off with the pitcher the next inning, but you had a base open. But it's bases loaded after that.
Yeah. You have to go after you know, the guys the right way. I thought Matsy did a really good job in that instance. Pitched everybody tough and got to the pitcher, and we just didn't make the big pitch. So that's what you do when you're a pitcher, when you get a 4-1 lead. And if we get the pitcher out, we're probably smooth sailing after that.
Were you surprised that you didn't come back because you guys set an offensive tone early?
Yeah. No, I was surprised that we didn't, you know, continue to score runs. I thought it was going to be a high scoring game last night, and I thought for sure, you know, even when we were down 7-4, that we're going to end up scoring 10 or more runs tonight, just because that was the circumstances, and it just didn't happen for us.
Tonight, Jeff McNeil in left field. He's been in the lineup every day, but I haven't seen him in left for a while. How's Crash Davis today?
Yeah, Crash Davis, he's okay. He's a little sore. He's a little banged up. But we got Todd Frazier in at third. We have him on the bench to come and get a big pinch hit for us. But the good news is he's totally fine. Just got the breath knocked out of him a little bit, and he's a little sore, but good enough to pinch hit.
One thing you had to be happy about last night, Conforto and McNeil obviously swung the bat a heck of a lot better.
Yeah, they did. You know, and Pete. Got a couple of hits up the middle, back staying through the ball a little bit more. So we're excited that they're getting going again, and we're going to need them. We're going to need everybody at this point, and let's go win a ball game.
This is a difficult place to pitch. Marcus Stroman probably had his best game as a Met last time at Citi Field, pitches here tonight.
Yeah, you know, I think the good thing about him in this ballpark is he keeps the ball down. You know, the atmosphere is going to affect your pitches. It's going to affect his sinker. It's going to affect his slider. But the height of your pitches become a real key here, and he can keep the ball down and still keep the ball on the ground for the most part, or out of the sky at least, and that always gives you a chance.
Ready to go 11-1 or 12-0?
I am. I think that this team can do it. If any team I've ever been around can do it, this one can. They're going to continue to believe in themselves and fight, and that's all you can ask.
Good luck tonight, Mickey. Thanks.
Yep, thanks a lot, Ed.